Hello, and welcome to SearchContentManagement.com. I'm Lauren Horwitz, Executive Editor in the Business Applications and Architecture Group. And as we give thanks this week for the plenty that surrounds us, let's take a few minutes to reflect on the benefits and some of the shortcomings of SharePoint 2013. While SharePoint has brought us far more than a collaboration tool or a content repository and offers several out-of-the-box features, there are still some improvements that could make the difference in terms of user adoption. So we're here today with Scott Robinson, a BI and SharePoint expert, to discuss the SharePoint 2013 platform and some of the gifts that keep on giving, as well as some of the ways in which it might still fall short. So Scott, welcome.
It's always great to talk to you, Lauren.
It's great to have you. So my first question for you is, what are some of SharePoint 2013's out-of-the-box gifts for the enterprise?
Well, quite a few. I love the holiday context here because it wasn't long ago I was sitting with a group of users, people that were stakeholders on the business side of a company. They'd already deployed SharePoint, and they had deployed it primarily as a content management system. But the conversation turned toward, what do we have here with this new platform that's out of the box that would be a real treat for our user community? And the list was endless. We sat there and we spent an afternoon whiteboarding all the great things that you can do with SharePoint right out of the box that seem like freebies if that's not what you bought SharePoint for. And if you go through all the features of SharePoint 2013, you're going to find all kinds of things that really are pluses for most enterprise communities. The biggies I would have to say, and the things that I'd like to talk about today, include SharePoint Online, SharePoint in the Cloud, the new social computing features of SharePoint, which have just taken a big leap forward, and the business intelligence stuff. Those all are game changers. Any of those are game changers, and they're all a step to the right of the content management. So I look at those as big gifts, just real big pluses.
So let's talk about the one of the first ones, which is advances in social computing. What's changed here?
Well, I think that Microsoft has really got its ear closer to the ground than it used to in the past. If you followed Microsoft through the years, a lot of times they try to kind of dictate where we're all going, and largely they succeeded when they've done that. But in this particular case, they took a look at social computing and saw that the work had already been done. We've got Facebook out there. We've got Twitter out there. We've got all sorts of social platforms, and the user communities already know how to use these very well. They're already acclimated. They already have functionality that they're used to. So what Microsoft did with SharePoint 2013 is they went back to their own collaboration features, and they said, you know what? We can make our SharePoint social media more and more like what the users are already using. That's what the big plus is here. You can set up RSS feeds that are extremely fine-tuned, where you're tagging the content that makes a difference in your day-to-day work. You can share that content with others. You can point that content to other people in the same sense that you would with Twitter, with hashtags. You can direct specific posts and specific content to specific individuals with the at sign. It's very, very incredibly easy to use, and it looks just like what you're used to on other social platforms. So in that sense, social computing in SharePoint has taken a huge leap forward, and it's sitting there in the box. All you have to do is unwrap it.
Okay, so now let's talk a little bit about business intelligence and analytics. What does SharePoint offer there?
Well, now here we get into a big philosophical debate over what the user community really wants. The debate, which primarily comes from vendors of business intelligence software that give you canned solutions to your BI problems, is whether those canned solutions, which don't require you to learn a whole lot or learn very much BI tool use, are better than having your own tool set and learning as you go. Now, Microsoft's approach here has been to build on their own BI platform, which, of course, is SQL-based. The SQL 2005 release included business warehousing, included analytical tools, and included a full suite of reporting features. The idea there was, let the users learn how to do this for themselves. They took that a big leap forward with SharePoint 2013 by building in features that allow a person who is new to analytics to be able to build their own analytics. A couple of key features there. One is that you can tie into any back-end source that feeds you information that you need for your business intelligence and analytics, and that technology is called OData. OData allows you to tie to Oracle databases, to spreadsheets, to just about any repository or database that you might need to make use of in doing business intelligence and do it with push-button simplicity. That did not used to be possible. Now, the other thing they did that was especially useful was they changed things on the front end. When most of us crunch numbers, whether they're analytical numbers or numbers for reporting, we usually use Microsoft Excel because we all know how to use it, and it's become very powerful in recent years. Now, what they've done in the SharePoint platform is they've expanded the memory usage of Excel so that it can crunch big numbers, the kind of thing that you need to really do intelligence, where you're trending across years of records of history, millions of records. You can now do that on a laptop or a desktop where you didn't used to be able to do that, because you're able to pull in as much data as you have memory for in the machine, as opposed to the limit in the past, which was just arbitrarily determined. So with those two features, the business intelligence tool set and analytics capability of SharePoint 2013 have taken a huge leap forward.
So now let's talk about the much anticipated cloud-based version of SharePoint or SharePoint Online. What are some of the benefits there?
Well, now that's a terrific leap forward. I was as wary as anybody of putting services in the cloud up front. When Microsoft said they were going to take SharePoint and put it in the cloud, they were going to try to compete with Google and Amazon and all the other cloud technologies. They were going to put BizTalk in the cloud. And I was wary of this. But then it made sense to me. I was thinking they're basically talking about creating huge multi-tenant environments to offer the same services you would deploy at home, only make them far less expensive. And more importantly, make them independent of your in-house infrastructure. If I'm deploying SharePoint 2013 in the cloud, then I don't have to worry about the huge burden of buying the servers and building out the servers and getting all the licensing figured out. It's far simpler for me to just rely upon services that are already out there and servers that are already optimized to perform rapidly regardless of heavy traffic. I don't have to hire someone or assign someone in-house to keep track of that. So it's a big, big plus to be able to do that. But the business advantage is where the real value is. If I have SharePoint deployed in the cloud, then for my in-house personnel, I have something out there that they can tap into from the field, whether they're salespeople who are out there with mobile devices, whether they're executives that are out there, hobnobbing with other executives, needing their BI, needing their dashboards. No matter who I've got out there in the field, they no longer need to log into the in-house system and go through the security problems of talking to the in-house system in order to get their reports, in order to get their intelligence. They can now just talk through regular Wi-Fi, and they can do it in a secure fashion. Now, it gets even better when I look at my customers. I am now able, with SharePoint Online, to create portals where I have all the advantages of SharePoint. I've got all the search capability, all the content management capability, all the collaborative capability. I can offer that to my customers, and they can access it through Wi-Fi sitting at Starbucks. Now, that's a huge plus. That's a real gift.
So now let's talk about what do you think the best feature of all is?
Well, if it were me, that's a tricky question for me, because for me, I started out in integration. And integration is something not very many people see up front. In fact, the less you can see it, the better job you've done. But what I really love is to be able to tie systems together. So I think one of the best things that SharePoint has done is to implement these business intelligence features. The business intelligence features allow my SharePoint system and my SharePoint CMS to talk to every other system in-house. SharePoint no longer becomes a repository for the results of all the data crunching that happens in my entire shop. It truly becomes the information hub of my entire shop. Business intelligence, done the way SharePoint does it, is absolutely the best in the industry, the best bargain in the industry as well. It's far less expensive to do a SharePoint deployment and tie all of your data together and put it all in one place than it is to go out and buy an expensive package that does the same thing from a third-party vendor. So if I were voting, I would vote for business intelligence. But I will say this, Lauren, if it were anybody other than me, probably SharePoint Online is going to be the big one, because SharePoint Online opens a whole series of doors to most enterprise shops that otherwise would take a lot more money and time to open.
Okay, so now let's talk about some of the downsides. What are some of the downsides of SharePoint 2013?
I'll tell you, whenever we talk SharePoint, we have to be really honest with ourselves, because release after release, Microsoft always promises more than they end up delivering. Now, it's no secret that I'm very enthusiastic about the 2013 release. It's by far the best so far, and it just absolutely offers all kinds of great features. But as with every other release, there are some areas where it just falls short, and those things can be crippling. And there are a couple of weaknesses in SharePoint 2013 that we have to be honest about and that I feel obliged to warn clients about up front. The first is search. The CMS search functionality of SharePoint has never, ever measured up to the hype. They've always had trouble getting it where it needs to be. Now, with the 2013 release, search is better than it's ever been in terms of functionality, but they still don't have it right. The security on the search function is still messed up, still requires hacks, and they're going to have to get it fixed in an upcoming patch. The problem being that you can't access the search functionality with anonymous login under certain circumstances. Now, that's a huge problem, because one of the big advantages of enterprise search is that you can offer it in a number of contexts. And being able to offer it anonymously, to configure searches that are casual searches, not e-discovery searches, which we've talked about elsewhere, but the kind of searches that I would want customers to be able to make. Well, that's a problem. They need to get that patched. And an even bigger problem that they have is that the functionality of business intelligence in a mobile context is very, very squirrely. Big part of the business intelligence deployment is that they integrated the performance point package, which used to be the bridge between SQL reporting and data warehousing and the SharePoint environment. Well, that got built into SharePoint with the 2010 release, and that was a wise move. The trouble is, in mobile deployments, it doesn't work well, and that's where you need it most. BI capability, looking at KPIs and looking at dashboards in the field, that's where I really want to be doing that, whether I'm an executive or a salesman or whatever. In the field is where I need access to that information. And it's just not working well.
Interesting. So, you know, you give SharePoint 2013 some good points for SharePoint online and in the cloud, but on one of the other big trends, mobility, there's still some work
right
to be done.
Work to do, and maybe in the new year we'll see that. I sure hope so. But I don't want to sound too negative. It's still, you've got just a Santa's bag full of gifts here. It's just wonderful stuff for any user community.
Well, Scott, as always, thanks so much for joining us and taking the time to map out some of the features of SharePoint.
Always a pleasure.
And for more on SharePoint 2013, check out searchcontentmanagement.com. And until next time, I'm Lauren Horwitz.